welcome everybody here today. This is Andrea Canavina from Legal Typist, and today we are interviewing Kristen Darabak, who is the office administrator of Florida-based Prather & Swank, which are elder law attorneys down in beautiful Florida, where it's warmer than here in New York today. Hi, Kristen. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing very well, thank you. It's not 11 degrees in my office. We're actually up to 61, so a little warmer than normal for me. So today I just want to touch upon a few things to let the people listening in know a little bit about you guys, the type of law that you practice and such. Can you give us an idea of what goes on at the firm?
Yes, ma'am. We are, as you mentioned, elder law attorneys, and we focus on estate planning. We have Medicaid planning. We help veterans get their VA benefits. We also do probates and trust administrations after people pass away. And we also have life care planning, which kind of encompasses estate planning, Medicaid planning, and then the whole care-related side. So we have a care coordinator who goes out, and she basically views the clients in their wherever they're currently residing, whether it's a nursing home, assisted living facility, or at home, kind of assesses the situation, and then they come up with a game plan with the attorneys on, okay, how are we going to start applying for Medicaid? Are all of their documents in order? So, and we also have guardianships for elderly who are incapacitated.
Right. Okay. Well, I really like the idea of that, you know, having somebody head out and help somebody understand not only, you know, what they need to do, but what they need to have in order to even get to the point where they can start applying for all these types of benefits. That's very interesting. I think that that's a very valued type of service, especially as our population ages.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so now how many attorneys are you there?
We have two attorneys here.
Mm-hmm. And how much staff?
10 staff, so we have 12 in total.
Perfect, great. That just gives everybody an idea of size. And now, are your attorneys the type that work around the clock? Are they the type that work very set hours? Are they very planned people? Are they very off-the-cuff people? Do you have a mix of both? How do they like to work?
Well, we have set appointments Monday through Thursday, and then Fridays we are in the office. Our office hours 9 to 5, and so mm-hmm. Fridays we're in the office, but we have the phones on night service, so if you call in, you get a voicemail, and then you can leave a voicemail, but it's checked throughout the day. We return calls and everything. But basically, we just use Fridays as a catch-up day and
right.
to make phone calls to our clients just to kind of make sure that everyone is still, just so everyone knows that we are touching their files and things like that.
It's interesting that you build in a work on the file type of day. That's the whole firm. That's very interesting.
Yes, it's very nice. And then the attorneys are here so we can go ask questions if there's something going on. And then depending on the circumstances, if there has to be a Saturday appointment, the attorneys will go. And we had one client who was basically on her deathbed, and she was still competent, but she just knew that she wasn't going to make it, and she wanted to sign her documents before she went, but she was not able to come to our office. So it was one Saturday morning that one of our attorneys went over to where she was. She was actually a couple cities over from us, about hour and a half away, and the attorney actually went there to have her sign the documents and everything on a Saturday morning. So it kind of just depends on the situation, but we try to be flexible and just show that we really do care about the clients and what's going on in their
lives. Everybody's
life.
Not a number. It's not just a file. This is a human being, and you guys make
exactly.
sure that you take care of the people in the relationship. That's great. That's awesome. So
yes.
Now, why is it that the firm started seeking out a solution? What was the issue that made you start looking for Legal Typist?
Well, the main thing was that it was the receptionist who would listen to transcriptions, and then she would listen to dictations, and then she would transcribe what the attorney's dictation said. And the problem with that was that the phones weren't getting answered right away. She would have to stop what she was doing and then take a call, and then she would be on the phone for a while and then have to go back to that. It was very inefficient. And mm-hmm. one of the things that we look at in the office is to always try to be more efficient. And so that's when we started looking for a legal typist, or looking for a transcription agency, and then we found Legal Typist, and it, just the ease of use was great. I mean, I think when we started, it was just calling in and like calling a number on our phones and then just dictate and there you go. And now it's even better because we have the, both attorneys have iPhones, and actually our care coordinator just started using it too, and they all have iPhones, so they have the app where they can just dictate right after an office conference. They can dictate after the care coordinator goes and sees a client and she does her annual assessment. She can dictate while she's driving, and it's just I'm not promoting texting and driving, but she's just talking into it while she's driving.
Correct. It's hand-free.
And, yeah, it's hand-free. And so, but it is just extremely, extremely user-friendly. It's time efficient. I mean, it's very nice. It's easy for the attorneys. And then also for the receptionist, she does her thing with printing out the transcription and putting it in the file and everything. So it's just a lot easier for her. It doesn't take her time away from the phone calls and the clients coming in for appointments. And
or the actual job that a receptionist is supposed to be focused on, if you think about it.
Right.
Right. Right. That makes perfect sense. And so now the firm, now that you found Legal Typist, do you find that everything is much more efficient? Is it cost effective for the firm?
Yes, definitely. It is very easy for us because, like, we are paying Legal Typist to transcribe for us, and it's not like the hourly rate of a person here.
And the staff, right.
Right, and the staff. And I like the new billing system, too. That's very
okay, that, and so that everybody can take benefit of that, in January of 2015, Legal Typist moved over and started using FreshBooks for invoicing and billing. And I'm telling you that you are about the fifth client now to confirm for me that the new billing procedure is very is much better. So I'm happy to hear that. Thank you for sharing.
It's very nice.
I'll throw a little plug out there for FreshBooks while we're on this call. So I want to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day this morning for coming on and being interviewed and giving us an idea of what you guys do there that Prather and Swank does.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for having me.